This only caused a growl of determination, and no one blenched or seemed disposed to shrink from the foremost exposure. They knew that their number would enable them to bear down and destroy the handful of Marines after the first discharge, and before their pieces could be reloaded. Again they were ordered to retire, but they answered with more ferocity than ever. The Marines were ordered to take their aim so as to be sure and kill as many as possible. Their guns were presented, but not a prisoner stirred, except to grasp more firmly his weapon. Still desirous to avoid such a tremendous slaughter as must have followed the discharge of a single gun, Major Wainwright advanced a step or two, and spoke even more firmly than before, urging them to depart. Again, and while looking directly into the muzzles of the guns which they had seen loaded with ball, they declared their intention to fight it out. This intrepid officer then took out his watch and told his men to hold their pieces aimed at the convicts, but not to fire till they had orders. Then, turning to the prisoners, he said, "You must leave this hall. I give you 3 minutes to decide. If at the end of that time a man remains, he shall be shot dead."